Kobra or Bhujangasana is a very important pose in yoga. It's a wonderful pose to strengthen the back muscles, the erector spinae muscles, and the abdominal muscles. It's very good for the digestive system and many other systems, and there are many energetic effects of the posture. And of course there are variations of Cobra. The Sphinx pose is a useful preliminary pose, and people also can do the sometimes called the low or baby Cobra before they go into the full Cobra. I'll give you the guidance in going into the classic Bhujangasana. So we lay on the on our mats or on the floor and really lengthen the body fully, forehead to the mat, chin towards the chest. So we start with the neck long and we really lengthen the body fully before we go into the pose. I find it useful to invite people to inhale one leg at a time up, lengthen the leg at the end of the in-breath, and then exhaling, lowering that leg and keeping the length in the leg, and then doing the same on the other side, inhaling the other leg up, lengthening it at the end of the in-breath, and exhaling, lowering the leg. In the classic pose, the legs are together and the feet are together, but there are variations where the feet can be a little apart. And you'll notice different effects. When the feet are held together, there's a sense, more a stronger sense of the energetics of the pose. But many people will find when the feet are a little apart, it seems to create more space in the lower back area. So that's a very popular way of teaching the pose currently in the West. So once we've lengthened the legs and prepared them, I also like to prepare the upper body. So what is very helpful is to just elevate the head a fraction off the mat, inhale the shoulders up to the ears, move them back between breaths, and then exhale them down. And this will really lengthen the neck and really position the shoulders where you want them for the pose. Now, if you go back to the mat with the head, just resting the head on the mat, forehead on the mat, just check that the neck is long. And the legs are long. If we can anchor the foundation, the base of the big toe, base of the little toe of each feet, can be, we can just favor having that a little more grounded. Legs are anchored. Now, just start to gently activate the pubic bone. So a sense that the pubic bone is moving down into the floor. Hands are comfortably positioned beside the body in the classic pose. Elbows are tucked into the sides of the body, although some people might find this a little bit uncomfortable, and of course we adapt to enable people to access the pose. But as comfortably close as we can be with the elbows to the sides of the body. And the hands are positioned on the floor. They can be, for most people, the fingertips will be towards the top of the shoulders when you're on the floor. But the position of the hands can be adjusted for your body and the degree of lift that is going to be there in the pose. Now, one of the variations in Cobra is coming up without any support of the hands. And this is a very good way to introduce people to how the back muscles do the lifting up. Because one of the common areas in the pose is that people press down too much with their hands and the arms are doing the lifting. Whereas really we want to make the focus the lifting by the back. So you've got your feet grounded, pubic bone is engaged, spine is long, shoulders are low. When you're ready, tuning into the breath and feeling the spine as a whole. We want to really lengthen the spine in this posture. So the idea is that the movement starts at the very base of the spine and progressively we lift the torso off the body. So as we start the movement into the cobra, and we can do it in many ways, but let's do it with the in-breath, lifting on the in-breath. That's the natural breath in the pose. But of course, we can reverse that and try all sorts of variations. But let's get the hang of lifting on the in-breath. So once you start the in-breath, feel the body activated in the pose. The spine is starting to lengthen. And at some point, the abdomen will start to lift up. And as the spine is activated vertebra by vertebra, progressively we lift more and more of the torso off the mat. When you come up to the degree that is reasonably comfortable for you, just check that the neck is long. There's a common tendency for people to throw the head back. You want to keep the cervical spine aligned with the rest of the spine. So for most of us, we'll be just drawing the back of the head away from the shoulders. So slightly drawing the chin down to lengthen the neck. And then as we continue in the pose, each in-breath lifting and lengthening a little more. At the end of the in-breath, enjoy that experience of the lengthening. As you exhale, feel the energetics of the movement down to ground your foundation. Foundation, the pubic bones moving down, your whole sense of groundedness there through the pelvis, through the legs. And when you're staying up in the pose for some breaths, you subtly work with the energetics of the in and out breath. When it's time to release down in the classic pose, we'd slowly lower down with the out-breath, and slowly. So when we slowly lower down, we're really giving those abdominal muscles an opportunity to engage fully. And when you complete the pose, you can just relax, turn the head to one side, and when you repeat it, you can turn the head to the other side to balance it, and that'll give your neck a nice little balance stretch. Of course, you can also be doing the pose dynamically, inhaling, coming up, lengthening the spine at the end of the in-breath, and slowly exhaling, coming back down to the mat. As I mentioned, there are always variations with the breath that we will learn in time, but just for the time being, it's good to be familiar with this basic way of going into cobra or bhujangasana. Ideally, we'll feel a reasonably even spread of sensation across the whole back, up the spine, as we develop the pose more. Of course, if you find it's just very focused in the lower back and it's very tight, then you need to lengthen the whole spine. Tune into the sense of the whole spine lengthening from the very base of the spine all the way up through the neck, and just feel as if it's lengthening all the way through the crown of the head. Remember, the hands are there for support. We're not wanting to put too much pressure into those hands. And full expansive breaths. These are the key elements of the pose.